Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here with you again this morning. And I brought my helper here this morning. I'm glad for all you that tune in all around. And, you know, I missed my service in Florida State Prison Friday night and hated. I missed all you guys over there. Circumstances come up. I couldn't make it, but I tried to call. But I'm glad that y'all are tuned in this morning. And everybody that does tune in every Sunday morning, thank God for you. I brought my little man here again with me this morning, my son Ethan. And I'm going to ask him to pray for us this morning.
God, thank you for the things that you give us and all the things that you do for us, God. Thank you for this day, God. Pray for all the listeners out there, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This is Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 through verse 6. Judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in my brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you.
Praise the Lord. I sure am glad that he helps me out. He sure is a blessing to me, and I sure hope the Lord just calls him to do a work. Amen. This morning, I want to thank you really for tuning in and all. I know that, you know, maybe my preaching is different a lot from what you hear on the radio today, but you know what? This is truth. It comes out of King James Version, and I want people to be delivered. You know what? I want everything in this Bible to work for you. Amen. Because, you know, if you want the benefits and all that God's got for you, you know, there's something that we have to do to get those. You know, it's kind of like if you go to get a job nowadays, you got to fill out an application. Amen. You've got to follow some parameters or you got to, you know, be qualified in a certain areas. You know, there are some things that you might can work up to, but there are some things that you've got to have. And, you know, if we expect to have the power of God, if we expect to have these things, we got to have faith. Amen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not by a lie, but by the word of God. Amen. And I just was thinking about this. It just been on my mind about judging, and you know, people are quick to say, oh, well, you're judging, or, you know, I've been called so many different things, doomsday preacher, you know, legalist, and, you know, I'm judgmental. Just got that the other day from one of the fellows from our home office where I work. I work out of a company in South Carolina, and one of the fellows at the home office had come down here working with me, and one of the things he was not curving his tongue very much when we was working there together, and he was not saying, you know, he definitely was not speaking the Queen's English real good, but nevertheless, he was saying them things, and I just turned. I said, "Man, you hadn't got a respect for a man of God at all, you know, a preacher or anything." And he just went on and this, that, and the other. I said, "Look, I said, if you don't get saved, I said, it looks like you'll get the express way to hell." Amen. And he said, "Oh, that's why I don't go to churches, because Christians are too judgmental, you know." And I think about this, and you know, as my little boy just read about, he said, "Judge not. Lest you be judged of what measure you meet, it'll be measured unto you again." But if you just read that scripture and let that soak in, and then read some more of the scripture when you pick it up, and it says, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but innerly are raven wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes and of thorns? Are figs among thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them." Amen. And you know, people only want to take out pieces of the scripture that they want, and they don't want to read any further. Amen. And this is Jesus' words. These are words in red when he is talking about, you know, consider not the beam that is in your own eye when you're trying to get a mote out of somebody else's. And you know what? Praise God. When I first started reading that and realizing, amen, and how that people were judging one another. And, you know, judgment is the past sentence on something. Amen. And you know what? You say, "Well, you just told a man that he was going to hell." I told him he would go to hell if he didn't change and get saved. Amen. But you know what? There's got to be a change. I was on my way to hell before I got saved. I'm going to tell you that there was people that said there would be no way that I was going to be saved. But praise God, God is in the miracle business. Amen. And I thank the Lord that he has mercy and long suffering towards us all. But you know, people is just pity patted around the word of God. They don't want people to tell them what the real truth is. Amen. But when I read that scripture, I'm like, you know, a lot of these folks is always trying to get a mote out of your eye, or the ones that's got a big old beam in their own. Amen. Just as some say, "Oh yeah, I'm judgmental." You know what? The Bible tells me also, amen, that I'm a fruit inspector. Amen. We just read that, because of good tree can't bring forth corrupt fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. It says, "By their fruits you shall know them." Amen. And you know, praise God, I can know when somebody's not bringing forth good fruit. Amen. And I can tell you, if they've got cursing and carrying on and ugliness coming out their mouth, amen, that there's not Jesus in there, because the Bible said, "From the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh." Amen. But I want to tell you the truth. I want to tell you what it'll take for you to reach heaven. Amen. And you won't reach it on a lie. You won't reach it on somebody patting you on the back and saying you're okay and hoping just God will reveal it unto them. When God's called preachers and teachers and evangelists and missionaries and all this to preach the word of God, amen, faith cometh by hearing. Amen. And you know what? Praise God. How would you know if you had ever done anything wrong if the law didn't tell us, "Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery"? People don't want you to tell them that anymore. Amen. I was wondering the other day, I was at a cash register, and you know, I was brought up saying, "Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir." You know, brought up with some manners, some couth, I reckon you'd call morals or something. Amen. But you know, nowadays, you offend people if you call them sir or ma'am. Amen. Some of them ain't even figured out which one they are or what they want to be. Amen. You know, I was just thinking, a lady I went up to, and I think she was across the track. I don't know, but I said, "Thank you, ma'am." I mean, that's what it looked like naturally she was supposed to be. Amen. But you know, you can offend them. Well, you know what? I'm not going to go around trying to offend people, but I'm not going to go around trying not to offend people by the word of God. Amen. You know what? If you're living in sin, amen, if you you die in sin, you'll lift your eyes in hell, just as the rich man did. You'll lift your eyes in hell. And some people say that's a parable. No, the Bible said there was a rich man. Amen. I think about, amen, all them hypocrites and Pharisees and Sadducees and all that, amen, that used to, it would come unto Jesus, always trying to find fault with him. Amen. You know, that's the way folks is today, because they don't live right. They don't want to live right. They want the way that they're doing to seem right. Amen. But let me tell you something. They don't want anybody else to be right. And you know, it's just like this. The Bible said to him, it's filthy. Everything is filthy. But let me tell you this. It's like you're looking out a windshield of your car, and if you've got windshields nasty and dirty, when you look out of it, it looks like everything in the world is nasty and dirty. I say, clean up your windshield this morning. Amen. Live by the word of God. And if you live by the word of God, amen, you can be raised in his likeness. Amen. We can have that glorified body unlike his. Or unlike his. Praise God. I'm telling you that there's a coming out up from the world. I'm not going to tell you that everybody's going to make it, because the way that leadeth to destruction is broad. Amen. But there's going to be a few that make it. I wonder what they thought about old Noah when he went to preaching to them and telling them that there was going to be rain and there was going to be a flood and there was going to be an end of the world. Amen. The way he preached to them, they might have thought he was judgmental. I can tell you today, it seemed like we have a panty waist people out there, amen, that won't stand, have no backbone. Amen. Men today just don't even seem to be men anymore. Amen. They let everything just go on, let their youngins run over them and everything else. But let me tell you something, we going to be judged according to one man. Amen. And you know, that one man is Jesus Christ. And if we fall short of that, hell is where we'll lift our eyes. Whether you like it or not, I want to tell you the truth this morning, because the truth will set you free, and you can be free indeed. Amen. You say, well, what about the woman that was caught in the very act of adultery? Think a little bit more about that. Amen. As she was brought by all those people, amen, by those that were supposed to be religious and all that, and they said, well, about Moses' law, amen, we're supposed to stone her. What do you say? Amen. They brought her right before it was caught in the very act. Now, I said, what do you say? They was trying to catch Jesus in something. Amen. It wasn't so much they cared about the woman or not. Amen. They want to try to catch Jesus in something. So you know what people feel like? If they can catch somebody that's living right in something, it'll justify their own. But there's no justification for evil. Amen. Praise God. The only way you'll get justification is to repent and get saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. But they just was trying to find out something that they could do, or something else that they could say about him. Amen. And as he written on the ground, amen, he says, of those that are without sin, let them cast the first stone at her. And it said, from the youngest to the oldest, amen, or the oldest youngest, they all left, amen, being condemned in their own hearts. Why? Because they was just as guilty as the one that was caught in a very act of adultery. And whatever gets me is that you can't be in a caught in adultery by yourself. Where was the partner, amen, in that? Where was the one that was missing there? Why didn't they bring the man and say something about him, amen? People's not listening to what the word of God says. They're not listening to even what the law says about love, amen. Amen. But they're just ready to find some fault with somebody else, so they'll try to justify their own ungodliness. But let me tell you something. Call me what you will. Amen. But I want you to be delivered. If you're not, praise God, I want you to be. Don't try to justify yourselves. Let me tell you something. The devil, he'll give you all kind of excuses and things to try to justify yourself and the things you want to do. And if you still listen to that in your mind, amen, you can convince yourself, amen, that you're all right when you're all wrong. But don't do that. Amen. Don't deceive yourself. Amen. Don't let your conscience be seared over with a hot iron. Amen. Some folks just think this is just for older folks when they calm down and all that. No, I'm telling you, this is a way of life. Amen. You can have it and you can have a life after this one. But praise God, I'm telling you, this one is a wonderful way. It's a good way. It's a lovely way. It's a way free from condemnation. Amen. The Bible tells us in Romans 8 that we can be free from condemnation. Folks, they just want to say and do about, oh, well, he said this or he said that. And oh, let me tell you something. Live by the word of God and let the rest of it go out the window. Amen. You know, praise God, we can live righteous and holy in this life. Amen. We can have, we can be one of them trees that bring forth a good fruit. Amen. And you know what? The tree is going to bear the root and the root thee. Amen. You don't get salt water out of fresh water. You don't fresh out of salt or bitter and sweet all in the same place. Amen. Amen. And you don't get lemons off of grapevine. Amen. And you don't get oranges off apple trees. Amen. By their fruits you shall know them. And let me tell you something. If you're rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ and in the word of God, it's going to bring forth righteous fruit. If the root is holy, so will the fruit be holy. Amen. And I can tell you, you can bring forth a holy and righteous fruit. Amen. If we'll turn unto him today. Amen. If we will turn off all the other things, get a hold of the word of God. Get down on your knees and pray and seek the truth. The Bible said, knock and it shall be open unto you. Seek and you shall find. Amen. That's what you need to do. The Bible said, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. And you know, God, it's impossible for him to lie. Jesus didn't die in vain. And Jesus didn't die that you could live in sin. Jesus died that you could have the victory over sin, that we could be more than conquerors. The Bible said, greater is he that was within you than he that's within the world. And he didn't bow unto Satan. Amen. He carried it right on through the mutilation and the death. Amen. The crucifixion on the cross and was resurrection and new life. And I can tell you, that's what we've got to do spiritually. Amen. We've got to die out unto this world. We don't mean nothing to the world. And the world don't mean nothing to us. Amen. We got to be crucified with Christ, buried with him in baptism unto death. Amen. That we can be in the likeness of his resurrection. Amen. And we can know the power of his resurrection. We can overcome Satan and the wicked one. Amen. That's out there. You know, he's going about like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour, going up and down in the earth. Amen. But I can tell you that you can deliver yourself from such a man or from such a devil. Amen. You can get deliverance through the word of God. He gives us instructions. He gives us the roadmap. You ain't got to be lost this morning. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ is more than sufficient to save you from sin and purify your heart and cleanse your conscience from every evil work. Amen. If we'll turn unto him and we turn on to him today. Amen. Because tomorrow might be too late. We didn't know promise of tomorrow. Amen. But today's the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Amen. Like in the days of provocation when they provoked, amen, God in the wilderness. Amen. Come unto him. You know, I think about how they talk about, oh, well, people are judgmental. Well, you know what? Praise God. If somebody didn't tell me about the things, I wouldn't know. And it's just like if we were going down the road and, you know, there was a solid white line, amen, in the middle of the road and our yellow line, yellow line, amen, that means not to pass. And if somebody start pass, if I said, well, you're not supposed to do that, amen, because it's a solid line, amen, does that mean that I'm judging somebody? No, that means I'm trying to give them life. Amen. I'm trying to tell them the truth. And that's what I want to do, is tell you the truth about God's word and his laws and his commandments. Amen. That you can reap the benefits, amen, that God has for every one of us, that we can have joy unspeakable and full of glory, amen, in the middle of tribulation, amen, in the middle of trials and tests, amen. It's not something, praise God, you're going to pour out of a bottle to get this kind of peace. It's something you'll get out of God's holy word, amen. And praise God, it'll be able to stand when the world's on fire. You can have it settled, amen. You can have it written on the tables of your heart, amen. It'll be a light unto you in the midst of darkness. It'll be a lamp unto your feet, and it's a straight way. You ain't got to stumble around like it's night in the noonday, amen. You can know him, and you can walk straight, amen. You can walk straight in a way that pleases God, like Enoch did. And if he done it back under the old law, why can't we now, since Jesus come? Amen. The Bible said he walked with God, and then he was not. Amen. He had a testimony that he pleased God. Therefore, God translated him, and he didn't even see death. Don't you want to love God that much? Amen. Get your eyes off the world. People's like, oh, they won't get to do this, or they won't get to do that, or have this kind of fun, or have that kind of fun. Let me tell you something. If you're living and you're going to a church, amen, that you can't have fun serving God, amen, there's something wrong. And if you're going to one of them churches, you having plenty of fun, amen, and they just don't hold no bars and have no standards and all that, I say get out of that one and get the one that's holding on to the truth, and let God make you happy, amen. Jesus will make you happy. We used to sing one a song in church, Jesus makes me happy, keeps me singing all the time. More and more I praise him as the hills of life, I climb to glory. Amen. And you can do that this morning. I want you to know that Brother Tommy ain't just trying to get on nobody, that he loves you, amen. He's not trying to condemn nobody. The Bible tells us, amen, how that we should live. And if the word of God condemned thee, you know, the Bible said if your heart condemned thee, God is greater than your heart. Amen. Don't turn to the right or the left, but I'm telling you what, you need to go straight through on this. Amen. We need to follow through. Amen. Because God, amen, he's alive and well. And Jesus sitting in right hand of Father, I want to intercede for us, amen, or is interceding for us, amen. It says if any man sin, he have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, amen. So you can turn from that. You know what, if we just could live in sin, that Jesus had just made that sacrifice that we could live in sin, there's no use for anybody to go to church or anything else, amen, or it'd be just heaven here. But let me tell you something, amen, he give a blood sacrifice for you and I, that we could live above sin, amen, that we could live out of sin, amen, that we don't have to live in sin, amen, we don't have to be in condemnation, amen, we don't have to be condemned, amen, but we can be made free, we can have liberty, amen, we can love like we never loved before, amen, because God is love, amen. And if you don't got this love, there's going to be fear, there is going to be an end of this world, amen, it's going to burn up, leaving their root and their branch. He said he wasn't going to flood it no more, amen. That was the promise by the rainbow in the sky, amen. But I can tell you this, it's going to burn up. And if you want to deliver yourself up from this world, amen, we've got to follow the word of God, amen. You know, people want to tell people lies, and it's not going to go nowhere. I remember a message when I was young in it, amen, as a preacher, he preached and said, you know, some people are going to love their family to hell, amen, because they won't tell them the truth. And I believe the one of the best things that we can do is live by example, amen, that people can read us as they see us in our everyday life and how that we do at work, at home, anywhere that we are. That's the life that we should live. That should be a light for God, amen. We shouldn't have to just tell anybody, but they ought to know about our works, by our faith, by the way that we live. That's the way it ought to be. But you know, some of you, they want to fudge on this, and I've heard people talk about, oh, little white lies. Let me tell you something. A lie is a lie. It's a lie, and there's no truth in it. Amen. But I can tell you, just as my little boy that just, you know, that read to us the Bible this morning. Amen. I remember when he was being born, and you know, he had not long just had been born, and they was going around these around the ward there in St. Luke's, and they were taking pictures. They had a little photo thing taking pictures of these newborn babies, and a woman would come ahead and talk to the people to see if they wanted their baby taken a picture of and all that. And you know, like I said, we had just got him, you know, right there in the room and all, and the lady come in there, and she looked, and she looked at that baby, and she just told us, she said, "Oh, that's the most beautifulest baby that I've ever seen." She said, "That is such a beautiful baby. We want to take a picture of him," and this and that and the other. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm just kind of frank, and I might be a little blunt. You know I'm got those fancy words and all like people do. And, you know, some people don't think I got much coot. But I looked at this woman. I said, "Ma'am, you said that this, you know, the prettiest baby you ever seen in your life." I said, "Is there any rooms that you go to and that you say, this is the ugliest youngin' I've ever seen? Can I take a picture of him?" I mean, I'm sure that she goes to every room, and that's supposed to be the most beautifulest baby you ever seen. My little boy is precious. He's a handsome son, beautiful. But let me tell you something. When he was first born, he looked like an alien. He was ugly. His head was all mashed up and everything. It took 2 or 3 or 4 hours for him to straighten up. And once he kind of ironed out, he looked good. But I can tell you, when the woman wanted to take a picture, he was not the prettiest thing she'd ever seen. You know, people will tell people what they want to hear to be their friends and all that. Hey, I want to be your friend. I want to be your brother in Christ. I want you to know that I love you. And I love you because I tell you the truth. I love you. And I want you to be delivered from sin. So don't get set up. Don't get set up and saying, "Oh, just trying to justify what you're doing." Don't try to do that, because there is a man who died for you. There is a King of Kings and Lord of Lords that gave his life for you. So don't sell him short. Don't sell him. Don't do like Judas and sell him out for 30 pieces of silver. That's what folks is doing today. For the things of this world are selling Jesus out for less than 30 pieces of silver. For the joys and the comfort and the things of this world, they're giving him up for that. What is it? Life is like a vapor that appears for a little while, and then it vanishes away. May God bless you this day. Think about it. Amen.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.